have you all here in the room. And it's also wonderful to have everyone who will watch this online with us. It's great to have you with us as well. Now, today we have people gathered here. We are all different ages. We have all different life experiences and we have all different backgrounds. But God wants to come and talk to you today where you are in life, at your stage of life. And today I'm here to encourage you. That's what I'm here for. Our ministry is to encourage you to become the women that God's created you to be and to step into that place and that plan that God has created you for. So that's what today is all about. So before I launch into what I want to share today, let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I thank you that we can gather here today. Lord, you knew before time began who would be in this room right now. I pray that as we share your word, that you would open our hearts, that you would open our minds, and you would open our ears to hear what you have to say to us. Lord, may my words be forgotten, but if they are your words, Lord, may we remember them. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be here today. We praise your name. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, as I share today, I encourage you as I share my stories for you to think about your own stories, where God is speaking to you in your life. Now, you might think to yourself, but I don't really think about how God speaks to me. Maybe you wouldn't have used that phrase before. And that's all right, because often I think God speaks to us, but we don't use that strong language of God speaking. But what I want you to do is, as I'm sharing today, if something resonates with you, like your heart, you know, maybe beats a little faster, maybe you get a little bit hot and you think, yeah, that's me. If you have that thought of, yeah, that's me, what I want you to do is in your mind, you don't have to tell anyone, is I want you to just ask a question in your mind. I want you to say, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to me? And then just sit and allow your next thoughts, what I say, let it just to wash over you and see where your thoughts go. And that's sometimes, I believe, how God speaks to us, when we have that bit of a heart going all of a sudden and going, yeah, that resonates with me, that's me. So that's what I want you to do today. I want to start by asking us a question. And you can answer it for yourself. You don't have to say it out loud. But the question is this. Are there things in your life right now that you know you need to do, but you haven't done them yet? Are there things in your life right now that you know you need to do and you haven't done them yet? Now, I'm not talking about, yes, Emma, I've got a whole bit of laundry at my house that I know I need to do. I'm not talking about your to-do list. But are there things in your life that you sense you should be doing and you haven't done it? Are there areas of your heart that you know you need to address and you've been ignoring them? You've been putting them off. Sometimes I think we know what God is asking of us. We know that we have a prompting of the Holy Spirit, but we don't do it. We don't act on it. Maybe it's something you've been putting off for a long time, or maybe it's a new thing that's come to you that you feel like you should be doing. Now, you might ask yourself the question, but how do I know what God is asking of me? Because again, I wouldn't have thought of asking, what does God ask of me, in those particular words. I think when we have those inklings in our life, like a prompting and a desire to do something, and thoughts that don't go away, it just keeps gnawing at us on our mind all the time, I think that's the Holy Spirit trying to tell us something, to move us in a certain direction. And so you might not have ever thought about those types of things as that's what's God asking of me, but I suspect that would be the Holy Spirit talking to you. Some of you today, you're after peace and contentment in your life, but there's an attitude that you need to address. There's a change of heart that you need, or maybe there's someone you need to forgive in your life and you haven't done it yet. Maybe for some of you, there's a new skill you want to acquire. Maybe there's something you want to achieve. When I was 12 years old and you asked me what do I wanted to achieve when I grew up, there were three things I would say as a 12-year-old. The first thing is I wanted to be the first female Prime Minister of Australia. I missed that one. The second thing I wanted to do was I wanted to invent the first flying car. I have discovered that has kind of been done already as well. And then the third thing I wanted to do is I wanted to invent the first working indicators on a bicycle. Why, I don't know. Not a motorbike, just a push bike. I wanted to have working indicators so that when I came to, you know, the stop sign on my normal bike, I could like flick the indicator on. Now, maybe I suppose once you learn to drive, you don't really need that anymore. But that's what I wanted to do as a 12-year-old. As I got older, those things change. But there are still things that I want to achieve. And I think we all have things that are on our mind, of desires in our hearts of things we want to do. Now, maybe you would say that right now the desire in your heart is to be a really good parent, to be a really good grandparent, to be there, to be present, to be listening. Maybe you want to be a person of generosity. Maybe you have a desire to own your own business and to lead an organisation. Some of us, I know here, are retired. Maybe right now your focus is just getting your heart right before God. No, maybe you want to volunteer somewhere. Maybe you have wisdom that you believe you can give to others and God's asking you to be a mentor to other people in your life. I would suggest that as I'm speaking, many of you have a thought right now of something. Think about those promptings. Think about those things that have been on your mind. You have an idea of what I'm talking about for you individually, because everyone here at different life stages will have something different for you. When we step into those thoughts, when we step into that plan, when we go in the direction that we think God's going, that's when we're stepping into the plan that he has for us. That's when we're becoming more of the women that he's created us to be. So what's stopping you from taking that next step? I think one of the things that stops us from taking that next step, that stops us from being all that we were created to be, one thing that stops us is fear. Fear stops us. Fear stops us from becoming who God's made us to be. Fear to offer forgiveness, because what if it's not given in return? Fear to let go of that bitterness, because I've been hanging on for it for a long time. What would my life be like if I didn't hold on to that anymore? Fear of rejection, fear of not being good enough, fear of not having the skill set. Another fear that I think is quite big is fear of doing what it takes. I think in life sometimes we actually know the effort and the sacrifice and the hardship that some things take. And we have a fear of that because we know that's going to take a lot from me. And that fear stops us from moving in the direction that God wants us to go. And what we need to do is we need to shift our fear, which is really a focus on ourselves, we need to shift that focus to God who goes before us and to God who is with us in everything that we do. So today I want you to know that you have a God who is with you. You have a God who goes before you to lead you, to provide for you, to prepare you, to make a way for you. We read in the Bible over and over again the phrase, do not be afraid. Or we have a form of something like that, have no fear, do not fear. And every time we read it, it is accompanied by the presence of God. It's accompanied by an assurance that God is with us, that he is with us in everything. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, it says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. So when we step into that plan, when we move in that direction, when we address those areas of our hearts that we're like, this is what I think God's doing, when we do that, we don't have to fear because we have a God who is with us. There's a man in the Bible, and his name is Joshua. Now, Joshua is given the task of leading the Israelite people into the promised land. You might remember the story of Moses, and Moses, God asked him to get the Israelite people out from Egypt. They had been under slavery for 400 years, and God says to Moses, I want you to go and get those people out. So Moses goes, the 10 plagues come, and then eventually Pharaoh says, okay, I'll let your people go. So they leave Egypt, and then they go through the Red Sea, and you remember the story of the Red Sea parting, and they walk through. And then they're actually disobedient, and they walk around the desert for 40 years waiting to go to the promised land. And we meet Joshua at this end, right at the end of this 40 years. And this is where I want to pick up in the scriptures. In Deuteronomy, it's 31, chapter 31, verse 7. It says this. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the sight of all of Israel, be strong and bold, for you are the one who will go with this people into the land that the Lord has sworn to their ancestors to give them. And you will put them in possession of it. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Another version of the Bible says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged. So here we have Joshua, who knows the next step. His job, he has been chosen to take the people into the promised land. It's not Moses, it's Joshua. He's told to take them into the promised land. And then Moses says, God will go before you. He will be with you. He won't forsake you. He won't leave you. He'll be with you. So Moses says to Joshua, be strong and bold. And God says the same thing to us. You know, you may have noticed my jacket. It's pretty bold. Now, my mum bought me this jacket, my mum Rosemary, who many of you have met. If you know me, you know that I wouldn't usually wear this jacket. I'm a bit more conservative. I'm a bit more one of those people who goes to the shops and deep down, I want to wear the pink jacket. I do, but I don't buy it. But my mum, she wants to wear the pink jacket. She buys the pink jacket. So my mum buys me this jacket and she gives it to me. And I'm like, Mum, where am I going to wear it? And Mum's like, for heart. Like, it's a given. You wear it at heart. So this is I've had this jacket for over a year and this is my first appearance. Because for me, this is bold, right? And if you don't know me that well, you don't know that I don't usually wear this kind of bold colour. You wouldn't know that. And you're probably thinking, well, it's a bit bright, but that's all you think. Whereas I feel like the people who know me are looking and go, that's a bit bright. Emma's being bold. Because often we don't step into what God has for us because we're actually fearful of the closest people sometimes and what they're saying to us. But Moses tells Joshua, and God would say to us, be strong and bold. God would say, wear the pink jacket. Be strong and bold and step into the plan that he has for you. God is with us. We don't have to be scared about going in the direction by following that prompting, that desire that we have on our hearts because God is with us. And not only that, God goes before us. Think about that. God is with us and he is before us. He is with us and he is ahead of us. Let's talk a bit about God who goes before us. God goes before us to provide for us. You know, when I was putting together this sharing for you today, I've read a story that I just really wanted to share because it really proves this point that we have a God who goes before us to provide for us. And it's about this man who went to Haiti after they had one of their earthquakes, and he went with a medical team to help, and they were performing different surgeries. And during one of the operations, a monitor that they had that monitored the vital signs of the patients, it stopped working. And so they actually had to stop the surgeries because it was too dangerous to keep going. And so the medical team, they make phone calls, they try and find the monitor. They can't find one anywhere because they're in a makeshift hospital because of the earthquake. And so they stop the surgeries and they say, well, we're going to have to wait a few days for a monitor from the US to be flown in. So they stop everything. And then a few hours later, a man who was the administrator of the Haiti hospital comes with a brand new box, and out of the box, he pulls the exact monitor that they need. And everyone's shocked, like, where did you get this monitor from? And the administrator said, 2 years ago, I went to a meeting of thousands of administrators at a meeting in the US, and all our names were put in for the Lucky Door Prize, and I won. And it was the exact one they needed. Do you know that God has solutions for your problems and you don't even know you have a problem yet? Because God has gone before us. God is there ready. He's ready to provide for us. So when we step into the plan that he has for us, when we go in the direction we think we should be going, God will provide. God also goes before us to lead us and to confirm our steps. A number of years ago, my mum was a pharmacist and she worked two jobs. And one day, the first job that she was in, she'd worked there for 15 years. It got sold, the business got sold. And she got a phone call to say, we don't need you anymore because the new owners didn't need her. And so the next day, she goes into the other job and she actually, before she goes, she gets a phone call from the second job to say, oh, we don't need you anymore. And they laid her off. So within 24 hours, mum's lost both her jobs. And there came an opportunity for another job. And mum and dad thought about it and they both thought, yeah, we think you should go for this one. The only problem was this particular job that mum was going for, the boss at that job, he was very particular about who he had work in his pharmacy. He wanted someone who was reliable, someone who was trustworthy. But mum and dad really felt that this is the job that mum should go for. So she went and met with this man and he asked her a bit about her own job history. And she said, oh, well, I used to work for this particular pharmacy. I worked there for 15 years. And he goes, whoa, whoa, whoa. You worked there. Oh, you've got the job, no problem at all. If you worked for there, then no worries. And he explained a bit more. The man that my mum had worked for 15 years had been the best man at this man's wedding. And this man had been the best man at the old boss's wedding like 30 or something years ago, you know? And so it confirmed the steps. We're going in the right direction, that God is setting something up for us, that those promptings to go in a certain direction, he then confirms our steps and he leads us. So we don't have to fear stepping into what God has for us because he will lead us and he will guide us. God also goes before us to prepare us. Now, I have a beautiful daughter named Hannah. She is 17. Got some photos I can show you of her. The first photo, that's Hannah off to school, very happy in the morning. She's like that most mornings. I am not, but she is very happy. And then we have her here at her workbench. My daughter Hannah has an intellectual disability and she loves to stand at her workbench. And you'll see there are some bottles there with all the lids off. That's because I had screwed them on literally a minute earlier and she's very quick with her hands. She loves to screw. So every morning I put them on and within a few minutes she's taken them all off. And then she's playing with a few toys and you see how she's quite happy there. So that's my beautiful girl, Hannah. Now, before I had Hannah, when I was engaged, if you've ever done it, sometimes when you're engaged, you go on a weekend with your fiance and you talk about different topics to prepare yourself for marriage. And my husband and I, at the time fiance, went to this engaged encounter weekend. And it came to the topic of talking about your family, the family you wanted to build, how many children you wanted to have. And I was keen. I was excited for this topic. So when we get in for this session, I go in and I'm like, I would like at least 4 children. And I just like keep going and saying the kind of family I want. And secretly, I wanted at least 4, but I actually wanted 5. But I didn't want to scare him off. So I thought, we'll just start with 4. And then when we're in the marriage, I'll work my way up, you know? Not a great way to start the marriage, is it? But that's, you know. And so I'm going on and on about children, how many I want to have. And then he stops. He's like, whoa, 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 you know, back up there a bit. And he says, just out of the blue, he says, what if we had a child with a disability? You know, maybe we would want to reassess. And I was a bit taken aback and I said, well, yeah, of course. If we had a child with a disability, I'd be open, like, yes, we'd reassess. That would be fine. And then about 18 months later, after we got married, then I had Hannah. And as I said, Hannah does have an intellectual disability. And, you know, when I look back on that, I believe that God was preparing me before I was even a mother. He was preparing me for the mother that I needed to be. And God, in our own lives, each of your own stories, God is preparing you and has prepared you for the woman that he wants you to be, for the person that needs you to be, for other people in your life. God goes before us to prepare us. Now, if we know that God goes before us, there's got to be that moment where we then intersect with God, where we intersect with what he's done before. It intersects with our now, our today, so that we then see the provision, we see where he's led us, we see what he's prepared us for. And I think if we look back on our lives, we can see those moments. You may not have thought about it like that way, but you can see those moments where the God who's gone before, who has led you, who has provided for you, who has prepared you, has intersected with your now and given you what you need. But something that goes with this is we then need to trust in God. For us to take that next step, those promptings that you thought about at the beginning, we need to take the step, but we need to trust. Trust is something that God's been talking to me about for my own life for a little while now. Trusting in the bigger picture, trusting that he has the plan, that he has it all sorted. And last week I had to have a little chuckle because God really spoke to me about trusting in him. I, on my phone, have the Bible app. It's a Bible app. You probably get lots of different ones, but my particular one, every day will send you a notification of one scripture. And the scripture that came on this particular day was Proverbs 3, chapter 5 to 6. And it says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. And I read that and I went, okay, God, I know you're telling me to trust in you. It's been on my mind. You know, like I was saying, those promptings, those thoughts, okay, I'll trust. Now, about half an hour later, I got in the car to drive to Bunnings, to the local hardware store. And I had the radio on and I had a Christian radio station, which I actually rarely listen to. I don't often listen to that particular one. And every hour they read a scripture. And you know what I'm going to say. The scripture that was read that day, it was actually a slightly different version, was this: trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. And I'm like, okay, God, I get it. You want me to trust in you? Okay. Half an hour later, I'm at home in my kitchen doing a bit of work on my computer. And I don't know about you, sometimes I get a bit bored, so you just scroll on your phone. So I get my phone out, I'm scrolling, and I scroll up and then I see this word, trust, and I'm like, back up a bit, back, and I find the post and it was this scripture: trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. And then at that point, I felt like God was just shouting, you know, trust in me. You know, within just a few hours, he said, you got to trust. And if we want to go in the direction, we need to take that step, then we need to trust. And we trust in a God who is with us and who goes before us. Now, just to get to the end and summarize what I want to say, I want to go back to talking about Joshua. Joshua, whose job, whose chosen one, was to lead the people into the promised land. To do that, he had to cross the Jordan River. Now, Joshua knew that God could do it because God had parted the Red Sea. He knew that God did that. He's been told by Moses that God is going to go before you. He has been told himself, God has said to Joshua, I am with you. Be strong and bold. I won't leave you. But then he had to trust and take that step. And as Joshua steps into the Jordan River, then the waters draw back. And he is standing on dry ground. But he had to take that step. He had to trust. And God says the same to us. If you trust in me, then I draw back all those waters. I draw back all those obstacles because God has gone before us. He leads us. He's preparing a way for us. We just need to trust. Often we don't know what God is preparing for us. Now, I didn't know that when my husband Ronan said that comment years ago about, okay, what if we reassess if we had a child with a disability? I didn't know at that time that that was what was going to happen. But now that I look back on my life, I can see the preparation that God was doing. I can see where he was leading me. And I think when we look back on our life and we see where God has been, that encourages us for today to trust and take the next step forward. And it's in the looking back that we're encouraged to trust and go forward.